With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting as violent pro-Hamas demonstrations continue to mushroom at universities nationwide. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's time for officials to immediately put an end to the on-campus threats against Jewish students.
These are violent protests in some places. They are intimidating, harassing, threatening Jewish students simply because of who they are. And it got so desperate on Columbia's campus that the administration canceled classes because they can't maintain order on the campus. It's unacceptable. The first responsibility of a university administrator is to secure the safety of their students. And if they can't do that, they need to step down.
Johnson, who earlier called for the president of Columbia University to resign, made his comments on the Salem News program this week on the Hill. Lebanon's state-run national news agency says an Israeli drone strike on a car in the eastern part of the country has killed two people. The strike came after Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group carried out an attack along the border that killed an Israeli civilian. Meanwhile, Egypt has sent a high-level delegation to Israel in the hopes of reaching a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will send Ukraine more air defense capability as part of a $6 billion aid package.
It will include critical interceptors for Ukraine's Patriot and NASAMS air defense systems, more counter-drone systems and support equipment, significant amounts of artillery ammunition and air-to-ground munitions, and maintenance and sustainment support.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky discussed the need for the Patriots on Friday with the Ukraine Defense Contact Group and said at least seven Patriot systems are needed to protect Ukrainian cities. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 153 points. This is SRN News. How important is religion in your life?
According to the latest survey from the Public Religion Research Institute, 53% of Americans say faith is important to them, down from 72% in 2013. As you might expect, this trend mirrors a decline in weekly church attendance, 24% now compared to 31% a decade ago. Those who do attend say they do so to feel closer to God and to other people who share their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church has suspended a priest who participated in services for the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Dmitry Safonov took part in Navalny's funeral as well as presided on a commemoration on March 26th, the 40th day after his death, an important Russian Orthodox tradition. Russian President Vladimir Putin has boosted the standing of the Russian Orthodox Church. This is SRN News. It's now illegal to sell weight loss and muscle-building supplements to minors in New York.
The first in the nation law went into effect this week. Experts say loose federal regulation of dietary supplements has resulted in these products sometimes including unapproved ingredients, like steroids, putting kids at risk. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration oversees the market, but it doesn't test products before they're sold. New York's law allows the state to fine businesses who sell kids the diet pills. John Scott reporting.
A federal appeals court has ruled New York can move ahead with a law requiring internet service providers to offer heavily discounted rates to low-income residents. The decision from the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan on Friday reverses a lower court ruling from 2021 that blocked the policy days before it went into effect. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.